This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
We've had a raft of numbers today, all sorts to talk about. What did you want to start with?
Yeah, so we have several economic metrics to speak of. And of course, we can give a little bit of a summary of what was heard from Kevin Warsh yesterday during the FOMC press conference. It was certainly very interesting. Just to also follow that, we had the Bank of England this morning, which came in maybe just slightly more hawkish than expected, with three votes to hike interest rates, which was more so than what was expected at just two. To add into that, yesterday's commentary from the U.S. Central Bank, of course, the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh actually was very mixed in a way. In regards to what people had anticipated, people anticipated, at least in the bond market, a bit more hawkishness and a possibility that the Federal Reserve would actually elect to hike interest rates yesterday. Obviously, we did not see that. Otherwise, you would have seen some pretty chaotic moves, but we still got some nonetheless. Yesterday, Kevin Warsh took time to essentially still speak his book in regards to the idea that inflation needs to be addressed and that the target is still 2%, speaking hawkish, but where the conflict arose, or the interesting maybe drama, if you will, was that press conference participants, or the press essentially pressed him on the question of whether or not, you know, okay, you are speaking about how inflation is still elevated and that 2% is the target, but why did we not do something about it, right? So we're speaking about wanting to be more hawkish and being more willing to fight inflation, and yet declined to take the opportunity to raise interest rates today. The reason I think that that is very interesting is because Kevin Warsh also spoke and took some time to kind of address that the market itself adjusts to new information in real time, and that they greatly value the input that the market kind of has to offer. Specifically, speaking about the dollar index, he mentioned the yields and the bond market, obviously, being kind of an input to their analysis at the Federal Reserve, which I thought was an interesting take, because then he followed it up with, when someone asked him about, well, the bond market seems to be suggesting that you could have cut rates or hiked rates today, he kind of doubled back and pointed that, well, the bond market is smart. It's not, you know, the only thing that they are looking at. So it was kind of an interesting report in that regards, somewhat more dovish, I think, than what people had anticipated. The dollar index fell sharply following and during the press conference. It is lower today by another 0.5%. So the dollar index is moving sharply lower as we speak. And overall, the narrative there from the Federal Reserve was a bit divided, a bit uncertain. We saw three dissents within the Federal Reserve as to whether or not it would be right to hold or hike interest rates, with three of them obviously wanting to hike, but the majority still being in favor of holding. With uncertainty in the Middle East continuing to keep energy prices higher, that maybe makes the case that the Federal Reserve could justify potentially moving interest rates higher. But one thing that is worth paying close attention to is the fact that core inflation metrics like the core CPI, core PCE, and core PPI have all shown some resilience here, regardless of the spike in oil prices. Obviously, core strips out food and energy, and that was a little bit of a thing to hang their hat on, I think, at the Federal Reserve. That gave them a little bit more room to just say, all right, we're going to hold rates. However, the jury is very much still out for the rest of the year as to whether or not we will see another hike or two by December. Actually, there is the odds market. I was looking at the Fed Watch tool. Odds are still kind of all over the place for one, two, or even a possible three hikes by the end of the year. And I think as we turn our attention to new upcoming data, things will get very interesting on the upcoming jobs data we'll get next week, inflation metrics, etc. So We have a lot to look forward on that. Now, again, I know that was a long-winded answer to the Fed side of things, but this morning we also got some advanced GDP numbers. Came in lower than expected at 1.5% versus 2.1% expected, and previously it was at 2.1%. So if we're looking at this, the advanced GDP number came in a little bit soft. We also had core PCE month over month come in a little bit soft, though year over year came in line with expectations at 3.7%. Let me see. Otherwise, we had, of course, the press conference being the main thing yesterday. We will also be looking very closely at these new inflation metrics as the month of July has seen a very sharp rise in oil prices. That, of course, will be reflected in next month's CPI, PPI, and PCE numbers as well.
We've had a mixed picture from two of the big tech companies, Meta and Microsoft. Who got what?
Yeah, so Meta yesterday had a huge move lower. We're actually, as I speak here, we're down about 9% on the day in Meta shares. Well, meanwhile, Microsoft, the exact opposite, up a whopping 15.4% today. So very large moves in the tech market. And actually, the overall NASDAQ and S&P 500 are rallying back today strong, obviously in favor of that big Microsoft earnings report. The other thing there on Meta, the challenge there was that they actually missed on their earnings per share, which really is not very welcomed when it comes to stocks these days. The markets, you know, are very they're very optimistic about the AI stuff. They're very, you know, the market has performed very well in the last, you know, 1 and 2 years and 3 years even. And so the expectations for tech earnings are very, very high. So missing expectations for Meta is just, in the eyes of the market, not an acceptable outcome with expectations being so high. So down 9% here today. Certainly also not exciting was that revenue did beat estimates, but barely. So you really, you know, these companies have been consistently beating earnings and revenues sharply, making investors feel, you know, confident that they're doing the right things. But here's the other side of it. People are very worried about these ginormous companies spending significant amounts of money and asking whether or not the juice is worth the squeeze there. Is it worth spending all of that money, investing all of that CapEx spending into AI and data centers, et cetera? Is there a tangible return on investment? I think that's the big question circling these stocks. Microsoft, obviously, very strong numbers on the other side of things and up sharply here today. Just reading out the numbers here, they reported earnings per share, a $4.74 per share versus the estimate of $4.24. So a very nice beat on the top and bottom line. They beat revenues, reporting a $90 billion revenue for the previous quarter. So very solid beat on both the, as I mentioned, top and bottom line for these giant tech shares. And again, markets are very much looking next at what we have after the bell today. We have Amazon and we have Apple. So two more giants are stepping up to the plate to take a swing at things here after the bell today. And that will be kind of continuing on with the highly, highly volatile week that we have here in regards to tech share earnings and their reports.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your thoughts. We'll speak to you again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.